Okay, welcome everybody to our Thursday night Parsha Share. First of all, before we start, next week is Aaron Friedman, and the week after that is Rabbi Yeshua Katz, who grew up in Shul and is in Kol Elyon at YU. And then there's others going forward. Rabbi Shaul Feldman is a frequent visitor to Rinat. I see him many mornings at our minyan at 7:30 in the morning. This is not the first time, but I finally was able to grab him, and he most eagerly agreed only a week and a half ago, and he's probably been to several states or several countries since then. Right. But I want to thank him very much. You all saw his CV, but his current role is Executive Director of B'nai Akiva for U.S. and Canada.
Shkoyach, thank you, Doctor. Always good to have a doctor in the room, especially when you become passionate about the learning that could become. So I'll start off, you just mentioned politics in Israel, I'm not starting with that. But I am going to mention a political figure who's not alive anymore. I'll tell you why. Because it was a profound, I remember when it was Shulamit Aloni. Everybody hear that name? She was the head of Meretz. So when she was the Minister of Education, she came out once with a statement that Sefer Yehoshua should be banned from the schools. Because teaching it is really teaching occupation and war and aggressiveness. And I remember being a young Israeli growing up in Israel when she said that. It was extremely offensive. But as I was growing up and I started learning Yehoshua, not on my own, but trying to teach my little kids Yehoshua, suddenly, you know, how do you teach a kid that type of violence that exists? Like, it would be rated in a very, right? So, one of these topics, I feel almost like a taboo that sometimes everybody's like moving uncomfortably, is in this week's parsha. The story of Shechem. The story of Shechem is one of those that for years to really deal with it in an open way is something that may create... What's going on here? So I decided, lichvotchem, let's learn pam achat uletamid. Let's put it on the table and look carefully at the story of Shechem. And put glasses that I dafka want to put of Rashi. And you'll see that I'm not going to come with an actual outcome saying that Rashi has a clear stand, but rather it's okay to be a little bit uncomfortable about a reality. So let's see, because usually Rashi takes sides. And Rashi's a pashtan. So let's learn the source inside. I didn't put English sources because I'm in Rina. So everything here is in Hebrew sources, but obviously the main is the Chumash here, so you could follow that. And the truth is, because I was respected for the shul, it's something I started doing. I don't bring my phone into shul, but I had on it a Rambam that I wanted to start with, Rambam Yechot Ishut, that I didn't put on the page that I wanted to have, but I had it on my phone. Here, there's over here.
Yeah, in the
Yeah. Okay, so let's start the Perek Lamed Daled in this week's parasha. It says as follows, Vatetze Dina Bat Lea Asher Yalda LeYaakov Lir'ot Bivnot Haaretz. Okay? So over here, a lot of talk about Dina going out. And where is she going out to hang out? First of all, you know, I'm coming from Bnei Akiva. We get a lot of slack for being a koed lechatchila. I don't know if you know those terms and all of these things. So someone once pointed out to me, look, even she went to be in Bnot Haaretz, not in Bnei Haaretz. I said, yeah, if that's the case, how did she find a guy? But anyway, we'll not get to that. Vayarota Shechem ben Chamo. Shechem ben Chamo mitzer. Nesia Haaretz. Vayikachota vayishkavota vayaneah. Okay, so obviously our first reaction is, this is rape. This is terrible. Right? Let me read to you Rambam Hilchot Ishut. Okay? Halacha Aleph. And you don't have it here, because as I was driving back from the city today, I said, oh my gosh, I should have put Rambam Hilchot Ishut. So here's Rambam Hilchot Ishut. Kodem Matan Torah, Halacha Aleph. Rambam is telling you, Hilchot Ishut, Halacha Aleph. Easy to remember. Aleph, Aleph. Kodem Matan Torah. This is the reality before Torah was given. The parasha we're talking about over here. Haya Adam, Pogea isha bashuk. Pogea, we're going to see later on, pogea is livgosh, right? One is coming from one side, one is coming from another side. Yesh nekudat mifgash. Zepgi'a. They're meeting, okay? Adam pogea isha bashuk. Im ratza hu vehi. If they both were interested, lisauta, to get married, machnisa leveito, ve'ala beino leven atzmo, ve'tila leisha. Gezung. No $500,000 weddings, no l'chaim before engagement. Kodem matan Torah. That's the way it is. They met in the street, looked good, sat in a bar, went okay, we're getting married. Done. Okay? Wait, another halacha. Halacha dalet. Continues the Rambam in halacha dalet and says, kodem matan Torah. Okay? It's all kodem. Once there's kiddushin, everything is over. Okay? But kodem matan Torah. Haya Adam pogea, again, same lashon, isha bashuk, im ratza huvehi, again, consent is critical. Im ratza huvehi, noten laschara, okay, he pays her, this is not nisuin, this is just payment. Uvoelota lemadech voolechlo, vezoya nikret kdesha. Kodem matan Torah, it's a different setting. That was the way things approach. If there's consent between the two, and the assumption obviously we have there wasn't consent necessarily, but I don't know. Did the Torah indicate here? It says vayaneh. Yaneh usually means a context of suffer. But if you look in Rashi, I didn't bring it here, but Rashi says the shalaka darka was a type of bia, was a certain kind of sexual relationship. So it was even Rashi who could have said vayaneh was. I don't know. I'm saying it's not clear to me from the pshat that is 100% that. Now look what happens. What's the outcome? The outcome is vatidbak nafsho bedina bat Yaakov. Usually we know from Tanakh when there was an inappropriate kind of relationship, there's hatred that comes out of that. Right? As a result, basofu soneota. Right? We have it several stories in Tanakh where it starts off in a man. Here? Yeah?
It's all from his perspective, though. I mean, that's what bothers me about this, is that how I'm having a hard time seeing your angle on this because it's
I'm not taking an angle. I'm saying maybe. But I'm gonna look. I went to law school. I practiced law for a few years before I did this. This my melechet hakodesh today. Thank God. So what I'm trying to do here is, if I was in a trial case, and I would test this as a trial case, I would sit in front of a jury and basically present a doubt if this is 100% a case that she is actually being victimized.
It doesn't say she protested.
The wording here is a little bit vague. Now, that's why I'm bringing the Rambam. In other words, the culture and what was mekubal, al pi halacha, says the Rambam, kodem matan Torah, there wasn't chupa v'kiddushin, we just needed consent. That's the Rambam. That's the reality of that we're reading over here. Okay? That's all what I'm trying to present. It's not a clear case that she is complete. Okay? Maybe. But let's continue. Okay? He falls in love with her. Vayidaber alev ha'ne'ara. Right? He actually approaches her and tries to convince her to marry him. Vayomer Shechem el chamor aviv lemor. Kach li ta yalda zot leisha. I want to marry her. I don't want her to be, if we saw an halacha dalet, a question of gdeisha. I want it to be halacha aleph. I want it to become a marriage. He was interested. Pasuk hey. Ve'yakov shama ki time dina bito. Let's now try to test. Let's look at several characters in this story. Yaakov, his children, all the Shvatim, okay? Yaakov, his children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechem and his father. Okay? When you want to look at a story, these are the figures in the story, right? In the story we have Shechem and his father, right? We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he has to say, the divine approach to this, and Yaakov and his children. So, the Yaakov Shama, he heard, it got to him. Kitime dina bito, Where over here, timeh dina bito could either be, it wasn't even according to the Rambam we described, something wrong happened, or it's because there's still a concept of Yehudi velo Yehudi. Meaning, among Jews, but it's called a matan Torah. But the Torah clearly here is saying timeh. The word here is negative. 100% kara maaseh shelo yaseh over here. Where's his children? Uvanav ayu et mikneu basadeh vechrish Yaakov ad bo'an. Yaakov is quiet till they come back. Then there's never a description what went on in the home when they came back between Yaakov and his children. The Torah leaves it closed. They don't tell us. They say that Yaakov keeps it quiet till they come back. Which to me, it seems to be, they came back. He told them what happened. We know that he heard Shutimeh. So probably he told his children Shutimeh. The Torah doesn't need to tell me. Right? Ad Bo'am it says. Vayetze chamo avi Shechem el Yaakov ledaber ito. Okay? Chamor now is going to speak to who? To Yaakov. Pasuk Zayin, Uvne Yaakov bau min ha-sadeh ke-shomam. The minute they heard about it, they right away came back. One second. So they heard about it. The Torah doesn't say how. And it says, Va'it'atzvu anashim va'ichar lahem me'ot. They were extremely upset. This is a Lashon that is not mentioned by who? Yaakov. Va'ichar lahem. The word lahem, be'ivrit, rak lahem. Otherwise it shouldn't have said lahem. Vayichar la'mishpacha, vayichar lahem. They are very upset. The Torah is almost highlighting that Yaakov's not as upset. Vayichar lahem me'od. The word me'od is to la'agdil et hakas. Ki nevala asa b'Yisrael lishkav et bat Yaakov v'chan lo yaseh. Here the Torah says specifically what the children of Yaakov are upset about. Ze bat Yaakov. Again, now let's go back to how we started. The problem they have is that Shechem treated her like he would treat any other woman in Shechem, in his town. As we saw in the Rambam, the description of Kodem Matan Torah. But the issue they have is, V'chem lo yaseh, he's a Bat Yaakov, you should have known, it's a different dynasty, it's a different world, you're not allowed, what the way you, your culture is not our culture. That's what the Torah is screaming. But if I looked at Shechem's perspective, in his perspective, maybe he did maaseh that he thought she yaseh. She's another girl in town, and that's the culture we have. But and maybe that's why Yaakov is quiet. Yes. I said the word vayanea means torture. But so, why is Rashi then
indicate consensual, like the Rambam would suggest?
Right. But Rashi then, when he says vayanea, I didn't bring it down there. I just mentioned it's a different type of mishkav. Rashi says. He could have, Rashi is a Pashtan, he could have said, because it's a double language, Vaishkavota, Vaya'anea. In other words, he could have said, Vaya'anea, and he tortured her. Rashi doesn't say that. Okay, but I am in agreement. Also, it says, Shetimet Bat Yaakov. But the issue of Timet Bat Yaakov, I think, is exactly what they're saying. Vechen lo yasek is a Bat Yaakov. Okay? We'll continue.
Did he know who she was in the beginning?
Torah doesn't say.
Right. When they say Bat Yaakov, but I didn't know it was Bat Yaakov so far.
Thank you.
Different.
Excellent. In other words, what I'm coming to say, it's not a clear cut. We usually walk into cases like that knowing he's evil. I don't know. Like things, meaning they're not tzaddik, but I don't know if I could make it as away from culture that the Rambam is describing, that was totally the way to go. And the Torah highlights, Vechen lo yaseh, why? Bat Yaakov.
I don't think it could be torture. It may be a different kind of sexual intercourse, mm-hmm, or whatever, because then his would they go to Yaakov and say, my son loves your daughter, they want to get married? You don't usually say that after your son has raped your daughter.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not, yeah, Rashi doesn't say really vayanez, torture, right? Okay, let's continue. Vaydaber chamo, pasuk chet, itam lemo. Wait a minute, I'm confused. Why itam? What did they want to speak to? Vayetze chamo, pasuk vav, avishchem, to speak to who? El Yaakov. Suddenly, oh, now the whole gang is here. Do you remember a Rashi that criticized someone for that? Betuel, you remember? Lavan with Betuel, that he says, why are you jumping and speaking in front of your father? There's a father here. Here Rashi doesn't criticize Bnei Yaakov for that. He keeps silent. But there's a father. How are you suddenly involved? And Chamo clearly realizes right away that he needs to speak to everybody, as the Torah highlights that the children are very angry. Okay? Let's wait till the end and see what is Yaakov's approach. Maybe you're right. Maybe he's just silent because of that. Here, okay. Vaydaber itam chamor lemor. Shchem bni chashkan afshot bevitchem. Nuna ota lo leisha. Vitchatanu otanu bnotechem titnu lanu vetnotenu tikhu lachem. Veitanu teshvu ve'aretz yeh lifnechem shvu scheru ve'chazu ba. Rashi over here highlights Bnotechem titnu lanu vebnoteinu tikhu lachem. Who is the lead? Bnotechem titnu lanu vebnoteinu tikhu lachem. In other words, they're giving the lead to Bnei Yaakov to decide, and Bnei Yaakov really are going to respond that way. Okay? Veitanu teshvu ve'aretz tiyeh lifnechem shvu zcheru ve'chazuba. Vayomer Shechem, now the son is speaking up. El Avia, ve'el Achea. He's speaking again to both of them. Here, he's respecting Yaakov. It's not just Itam. Here, it's specifying Avia ve'Achea. Because this is already the son trying to convince. He's coming in. Em tzachem ve'enechem v'asho tomru elai yetem. Harbu alai me'od mo'ar u'matan. Ask whatever you want. Remember? You remember? Kiddushin, after they pay. Ve'etna kasho tomru elai, utnu li et hanara leisha. Pasuk Yud Gimel, vayanu bnei Yaakov. And here I would have expected that Rashi saying, why are you speaking up? You have a father. Efo hakavod. No criticism in Rashi. We'll see soon there is criticism. When Rashi wants to criticize, he does. No word here like he does elsewhere. Vayanu bnei Yaakov et Shechem ve'et chamor aviv be'mirma. What's be'mirma be'ivrit regila? Ze Rashi. Mirma ze lo ivrit regila. Mirma ze rama'ut. Ma ze rama'ut? Leramot. To cheat. Okay? Rashi says be'chokhma. I have this Rashi. You have it here in source 2. Be'mirma be'chokhma, says Rashi. Why is Rashi changing? It seems to be the Torah is like almost saying some criticism on the children of Yaakov. Rashi's taking it to the positive. Be'chokhma. But why is Rashi doing it? Because Pshat HaKatuv. Because it says in that Pasuk, what does it say? Vayanu bnei Yaakov et Shechem et chamor aviv b'mirma vayedabru lemi. Grammar. Let's ktat tachbir be'ivrit. Okay? Let's understand the grammar of this Pasuk. It's problematic. Vayanu Bnei Yaakov et Shechem et Chamor Aviv b'mirma. So who is speaking to who? Bnei Yaakov are speaking to Shechem and Chamor. Okay. Vayedabru. And they are speaking. To who? To them. Asher timei dina achotam. Kara. They're telling them that their Dina was tame, which, by the way, that's the language of who? Who said Shushama Asher Tima? Yaakov. By them it was Pat Yaakov, Asher Yaseh. This is a language of Yaakov. In other words, something interesting. There's a conversation among themselves. The Torah stops, and Rashi highlights that. The Torah only stops. The Torah starts a sentence saying, they are speaking up, but wait, Vaidabu amongst themselves. What are they speaking? Asher timeh dina chotam. That's why Rashi says, b'nirmaz b'chofma. Because the children are sitting and saying, our father said, shultima. They're using the lashon that Yaakov heard. Here's an indication that the children maybe are following in Yaakov's perspective. Asher timeh edina chotam. And that's why in the next pasuk Rashi says, it says again, vayomru alehem. Because why do you need to say again, and they spoke to them? You already said they're speaking. So if you go back to that Rashi in the second page, that second, Asher timeh, says Rashi, HaKatuv omer shelo ita remia. The Torah says it wasn't a trick. It wasn't a lie. Why? Sharei timeh dinah chotam. It was justified what they're doing. Here it seems to be Rashi is 100% on board that the children of Yaakov here are holy. And that's how he's interpreting the Pasuk. As the Pasuk says, that their answer, b'mirma, is not a lie, but rather it was a clever answer. And it's justified to say it's clever because what they did was bad. So you needed to deal with them that way. As the Mishnah Avot says, im chacham titchakem, im avar titaber. In other words, you need to act in a certain way with evil people. So that's how they dealt with them. Okay? So here it seems to be Rashi 100% on board. He would make it into Altra. Okay? Turning them into holy. That seems here. Let's continue. So here's what they're telling them. Pasuk Yudalet. Lo nuchal lasot hadavar hazeh latet at achotenu la'ish asher lo hula, ki cherpa hi lanu. Ach bezot na'ot lachem, im tiyu kamonu. If you be like us, lehimol lachem kol zachar. Remember, chokhma. Meaning, they're being clever. Lehimol lachem. How should have it said in proper Hebrew? Lamul. Lamul. Okay? What's lehimol? Rashi points out. To be. You're passive. You need an outcome of a brit. And here I'm going to argue with a book that I love tremendously. I really think it changed our ability to learn Rashi. It's called Rashi Kepshuto. It's only over the last couple of years that, and today I see everybody's with Rashi. I learn Rashi now with Rashi Kepshuto because it's like, it's so clear. It makes sometimes these Rashis, the Diktuk, anything. It's really great, Rashi Kepshuto. But here I want to argue on one point with Rashi Kepshuto. Okay? So over here, Rashi says, let's go for a moment to the next page. Rashi says, and please forgive me, I'm going to stop at 9:14, even if I didn't get to my punchline. Okay? So over here, Rashi says, in source 4, Lehimol, lihiyot nimol, eino leshon lif'ol, ela leshon lehipael. Bedigduk, lehipael means that it happens to you. You're not the one who has to do it, but you need to make sure that it happens. We want the outcome to be that you should have a brit. Look at Rashi Kepshuto that I brought for you over here. Rashi Kepshuto in his Miluim number 4 in source 5 says, Lo ba Rashi lefaresh kan ela et digduk halashon. All what Rashi is coming to do, it's in source 5, is Rashi is coming like many times, Lasbir ta digduk, why the word here is different. Why does it say it not be poal ela be hitpael? Sheken says this Rashi Kepshuto, Sheken mashma'ut advarim achati. It's the same outcome. There's no difference if he told them lamul or tibid nimol. Why? Shebikshu bnei Yaakov sheamulu tascharim. All what they wanted is that The outcome should be that they should go through a brit, that they should be weak, and then they could go beat them. I want to argue. Rashi is not just a diktuk here. I think there's a tremendous... It's chokmah. Okay? There's a big difference of what's going on over here. I want to show you a halacha in Ilchot Gerut. Because the minute I saw the point of Milah, the first context that comes to you when you deal with non-Jews on Milah is Gerut. If he would have told them, go have a Brit Milah, it could have been an act of Maaseh Gerut. And therefore they may have gotten a level of a Jew, a Kedusha. They couldn't go kill them. They wanted purposely to keep them with an act of Milah and stay not Jewish and not get the Kedusha. Look in the Halacha and the Tool, where I'm coming from. Says the Tool, Halach Makor Shesh, Ger Me'ovet Kochavim, okay? Sheba Leitgayer, Stam Lashon Ma'anyen, Eize Ger Ulo Me'ovet Kochavim. Okay? Ger Me'ovet Kochavim. Okay? How do you have a convert? Okay, if I was in Bnei Brak, I could have given you some names. But I'm saying, what does it mean, Ger Me'ovet Kochavim? What a Ger that is not from Me'ovet Kochavim? Interesting, okay? Sheba Leitgayer, Eino Ger, Ad Sheimol Veitbol. You need to do milah, vetvila, leshem gerut. Okay? What happens, imo ayan imo? For medical reasons, was born that way, whatever reason. What do? A really no one posek like that, but katav arach, she'ein lo takana, one of the rishonim. Ein lo takana. Zeh, he could never be Jewish. Aval banav, Nimolim v'nichnasim bakal. His children could then become converts. He could never be a convert. Okay? De'aygayer betvila ukeger chashuv lachshir zaro v'lohu. And then the whole list of everybody fighting this rach. But think what the rach is saying. The rach is saying, if you for some reason decide to become a convert, but you already had a brit, you can never become a convert. You can never become Jewish. Your children could. Bnei Yaakov tells them, I'm not telling you go do an act of Mila. Find a way to be Mahul. Rach. If they're Mahul, if they decide to become converts and they want to be Jewish and marry and become one of us, it's over. They can't. It's finished. The Rach. Now I think it takes it one step further. Says over here that Drisha asked Drisha and Prisha the same person, but the Drisha asks a question. He says, I don't understand something. V'teima in source 7. Pshita shezaro kasher. What does the Rach say? He cannot become a convert because he was already Nimo. But his children and Baya. What do you mean? A regular guy, if his kids want to convert, they could convert. What's your chiddush? What are you telling me? You cannot, but your children could. Obviously your children could. Like any guy, the children could. Good question. What is the Rach telling me? Shkaya. Don't worry, the children could. Obviously. What, because he had a brit, he's losing more from the right that he could actually... He answers this question in the Prisha. V'shema yesh lomar. You have it in source 8. He says, "The nafkamina. Here's the nafkamina. The imavlad bachenoldalo mi Israelit. If the children of this convert, okay, this convert was already, he wants to be a convert, but he was already mahul. Says the Rach, he cannot become Jewish. But then he goes and he marries a Jewish girl, and they have a daughter. What is the halachic definition of that daughter for a kohen?" Because a Kohen cannot marry a kid that was born from a non-Jew. What's the status? He says the chiddush of the Rach is over here. The otah bat kshera lekeuna. La'apuke deimu chashuv ke'akum ave psula lekeuna. So what it's coming to say is, even Bnei Yaakov's Chochmah was only to one level. In other words, they could somehow get into Kehunah because Dina is Jewish. So even their ability with the Chochmah to block them from entering, it was to an extent. That's what I'm coming to show here. But again, the Chochmah here was a higher Chochmah according to this Rach, of preventing them from... That's why I'm deferring from what the Pshuto Shorashi said, it's only dikduk, skip. The outcome is the same. Big difference. If they would have given them a mitzvat milah, tzivuya milah, it's a different ballgame. They told them, find a way to be mahu, lehimol lachem. And it repeats itself later on. Now, by the way, I think this is very clever on two levels. Because Bnei Shem in the end of the day didn't necessarily want to become fully Jewish with Kiyum Torah Mitzvot and all of those pieces. So I want to claim that when they introduced this, and I'll prove it to you, they introduced it as that. Lehimol, and you're not going to become fully Jewish. Don't worry about it. Where do I take this idea, wild idea? Here's where it is. When Bnei Shechem come back to their town to convince the town to do it, they change certain elements, and Rashi points that out, from what they were told by the children of Yaakov. By the children of Yaakov, they say, we handle it. We take any girl we want, and we give you any girl. When Bnei Shechem speak to their town, they say exactly the opposite verse. We would give whatever daughters, whatever girls were interested, and we would take, right? The power of control is shifted when it's introduced. I can show it to you soon inside. What didn't they change? Mila. They use the same Lashon Mishunah, Lehimol lanu kol zachar. Let me show it to you inside. That's why I think maybe it was even introduced Beferush to them that way, to convince them. It was part of the convincing. If you look in Pasuk Chavbet, okay? Pasuk Chafalef, I underlined it, okay? Anashim Elash, this is when they're trying to convince them. Anashim Elash Shlemim Emitanu, Pasuk Chafalef, 21. Right? Vashvu ba'aretz va'ischeru otah, will be good for business. Ve'aretz ina rechavat yadayim ifneim. Et bnotam mikach lanu lenashim. We could take their daughters. The power is switching. Ve'et bnoteinu nitan lahem. And we will give them anybody we want. The opposite of what was introduced earlier. But, in pasuk chabet, ach bezot ye'otu lanu anashim lashevet itanu liot le'am echad behimol lanu. Same lashon. They didn't change it to the word that they kept. They liked it. Because I'm not becoming fully Jewish. My obligations are not. It's just going to work for us. It's good. Okay?
Do you accept another theory?
Yeah, I accept any theory.
That the lashon that they used, allow yourselves to be involved. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they were saying, we have to be the ones that follow you. We're going to show up in your community. You have to submit to Mila.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I suggest that? Give your ma. Now I know where they all live.
Mm.
Now I know exactly where to go 3 days from now.
How to get them? Who's the strongest? Manya? Yafeh. Yafeh. Okay. Now let's, because I totally cannot give you what I'm trying to get to. So, Let's look at Pasuk Chafei, when the action actually happens. Vayi bayom ha-shlishi, the third day. Vayi bayom ha-shlishi biotam koavim, vayikhu shnei bnei Yaakov, Shimon ve-Levi, achei Dina. Now let's look at Rashi on these words. Vayikhu shnei bnei Yaakov, Shimon ve-Levi, achei Dina. Rashi over here says in source 3, it's in the box, Shnei Bnei Yaakov, Banavayu. Chiddush, what the Torah needs to tell me? The children of Yaakov? Ve'ava bichen, Nagu atzman Shimon Levi, Keshar anashim she'enam banav, Shelo natlu etzai meno. Oops. Is that a criticism? Rashi didn't need to do that. He didn't need to come with the pshat that hey, you didn't take any etzah from your father. You behave like not a children. In other words, the Torah needs to go out of its way to say, they're the children of Yaakov. Because really, you didn't behave like children of Yaakov. You didn't ask your father. Your father is the one in charge. What are you taking? What are you leading here? You should have asked permission. Suddenly Rashi's criticizing. But right away afterwards, on the word achetina, Rashi turns them into holy warriors. Because they're the ones who took action and they were willing to endanger the life for her, they get the title Ach, not Bennett. Okay? Ach. That's an Israeli politic word today. Ach sheli. Yeah? Okay? They're called Ach. Why? Because Masrur Afshab. Rashi's truck. You're criticizing, then you're saying, but wait, they're really great. So, what's going on? Let's continue. Okay? So, the story ends. How does it end? Vayomer Yaakov el Shimon ve'elavi, pasuk lamed. Yaakov speaking up. Achartem oti la'avisheini be'yoshev ha'aretz, ba'knani u'ba'prizi. It's an embarrassment. That's how I understand achartemoti. If you look in Rashi, achartemoti here means you are creating trouble because they thought that everything will be okay and we're going to leave here. Now you're like, Rashi's dugma is when you have the wine, so everything on the bottom is muddy, but once you shake the barrel, suddenly all the wine gets dirty again. So that's the achira. You're creating trouble over here for me. Is that still ideological criticism? Seems more practical. What are you doing? Sounds not like an ideological critique, but a practical critique. Like I'm telling you now, the story of Shechem over here, if I introduced it in some Yishuvim and you know the hilltops, they would say, this is the way it should be. Everybody will read it differently, right? And Givat Shmuel will be read differently. Every city will read the story differently, okay? But here, Yaakov, I'm trying to be, as we say, from the yeah, objective. I'm trying to read it as not taking any pre-notion. But I'm looking, he's not criticizing, and their answer is an ideological answer. Vayomu, achezona yaset achoteinu. Why do they use that lashon? Rambam that I started with. G'deisha, for payment, which was then legitimate, but not among Bat Yaakov. In other words, and then, there's a song in Hebrew, Ashtika Shelach Roemet, yeah, Yaakov is silent. Who speaks up immediately after them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's coming into the game now. Vayomer Elokim El Yaakov, immediately afterwards, Kum Ale Betel. Okay? You gotta go to Beitel. Vesham, yeah, Veshev Sham, Vasesham, Izbeach, Lakela Nira Alecha, Bevolchavim Nesa. He reminds him a commitment that he made. Says Rashi over here right away in source 9, Kumale, Lefishi, Charta Baderech, Ne'enashta, Uvalecha Zot Mibitcha. Yeah, I always blame the girl. What is this? What's going on? What is Rashi saying? Lefishi takavta baderech. Wait a minute. First of all, aya ikuv baderech? Let's check. Eze ikuv? Ikuv you mean delay. You were too slow. Really? Let's check. Let's check the Torah inside. I brought it. Look what it says. Source 10. That is the commitment Yaakov makes that Rashi is referring to, that God tells him you have to go to. Okay? Vayikra et shem ha-makom ahu Beit El, that's the city he committed to go to, v'ulam luz shem ha'il la'rishona. Okay, luz, that was changed into the name of Beit El, part of the avot naming towns in Shem Hashem. Likro b'shem Hashem. Va'idar Yaakov neder lemor. Im yeh Elokim imadi, if God will be with me. Ushmarani. Baderech hazeh asher anochi olech. V'natani lechem lechol. Uveged livosh. Pasuk chaf alef. That's highlighted. Ve'shavti b'shalom el beit avi. V'haya Hashem li le'elokim. So what is the condition when I get back when b'shalom? Shin lamed mem. Right? When that happens, I will turn this rock to Beit Elokim and I'll give Masa. When did that happen? When did that happen? Look at Makor 11. Chronological. If we go to say that the Torah is written in a chronological way, that's a debate, Rashi, Ramban, we know. But let's assume. Source 11. Vayashev b'yom ahu Esav ledarko seira. After the big engagement between the two, Esav goes away. Ve'yakov nasa sukota va'iven lo bayit ulmikneu asa sukot. Alken karashem alkom sukot. Rashi over here learns that it was a year and a half, 18 months. That's what Rashi learns. Vayavo Yaakov shalem. I found the word. Right? What did he say? What was his condition? When am I obligated to do this? Shalom, right? Shalom. Here's the shalosh I'm looking for. Vayavo, beautiful. Vayavkov, Yaakov shalem to where? Ir Shechem. This is the time he was supposed to do it. And then the story of Dinah happened. What do you want from it? Why is Rashi picking on Yaakov? Now, because we don't have time, I brought you a tshuva from Rav Avadi on a question about neder. He's discussing a question. Somebody who makes a neder, for example, that he's going to learn 18 prakim of Mishnah a day for somebody. And that person, anyway, every Shabbat, learned Masechet Shabbat. Every Shabbat, he would learn it called Mishnah Shabbat. Do now I need to do an additional 18 or the same? Says the Rav Avadia, and he brings sources. We're not going to go into that halachic discussion. That will take too long. You have some of the sources here. He says, you are Yotze. In other words, so even it could be that in Yaakov's perspective, when he already called here in Shechem, the Pasuk says that he calls in the Shechem, he calls it Hel Hashem, he does an action, he thought he was Yotz already his obligation. So even halachically I could show that there isn't. So why is Rashi criticizing him? I need a wrap up. What I think is happening over here, Rashi is basically exactly presenting to us, as we know Rashi is a Pashtan, and if Rashi really wanted, he could have come in and just take one clear cut and say zapshot in this week's parsha, as Rashi says, many midrashim, the kepatisha for tzitzela, Rashi's powerful words, and I'm just coming for pshat. Here, Rashi jumps a little bit, he's criticizing, a little bit he's giving, he's leaving it for us to understand that it's okay to struggle with a story in Tanakh. And it's okay to try to grasp, but how am I going to face or how am I going to understand it? And certain things will take to there, and it's okay to learn Tanakh. Yes. You know, Alea Shalom, you say, I started with her. It's okay to learn Tanakh and find a way to deal and to cope with the different perspectives that over here, and Rashi's taking those different elements and leaving you a little bit from this and from that, exactly to make that point to you. Even though he's a Pashtan, you could learn every story in Tanakh and deal with it. Shabbat Shalom.
She also brought to the entry of Mary Lee, and she was in the box. There's nothing to do with that.